Welcome to a SWAT review from ReverseThieves.com. In these short podcasts, we discuss the first episode of new shows in the anime season. This time, we're looking at the first episode of Kakuryo Bed and Breakfast for Spirits from Gonzo and streaming on Crunchyroll. And this is, you know, we have to have the yokai slash ayakashi slash spirit anime. I mean, we have Kitaro, but this one, you can't just have one, actually.
Yeah, probably. I feel like Gegege no Kitaro kind of gets its own separate category. You then need the non-Gegege show.
And so this one has kind of the, what has become sort of the standard, I feel like a standard classic setup is this young woman who, as a child, she could see Ayakashi and that isolated her. You know, her mother basically abandons her and she gets taken in by her grandfather. And the grandfather also sees them, so that's helpful to her. And she was also saved by an Ayakashi as a child because she was very hungry and she was offered food by one. Fast forward. And now she's in college, yeah. Based on a few of the scenes.
And she tries to help friendly Ayakashi and tries to avoid mean or evil ones. We see her, like, feed some kappa and the such. And
well, that's kind of her thing, is carrying food around for them all the time.
If you give them food, they're much less likely to eat humans. Thereby, she helps out people in her neighborhood by feeding their bellies. And she meets one in a mask, and he's asking for food, and she's like, all right, I'll give him my lunch. And he scarfs it down, she goes to class, and when she comes back, she's like, oh, he left me a little gift. All right, sometime Ayakashi repay a favor like that. But it turns out it's a trap!
She gets knocked out, and when she awakens, she is in this mysterious room with a bunch of Ayakashi in masks. And he's calling her his bride, and she wants no part of that. So when she tries to leave, she realizes that she's actually in the hidden realm. She's no longer in the human world. Thus ensues a very awkward and weird conversation about her grandfather being in debt and using her as collateral, and then also this ogre master of the inn hitting on her or not.
Like, he does, you put it so well that it's clear they want him to be, like, sexually seductive, but it's more, like, awkward and, like, because he's going, like, oh, humans like you who can see Ayakashi have great spiritual power and are so tasty, and I want to eat you up, but that only makes you more beautiful, and thereby makes me not want to eat you, and thereby I'm torn between my two desires.
I feel as though Al acted that exactly as it was in the show. I mean, it was just not convincing. Sorry, Al, I have to say, I was not convinced.
But maybe I was a great actor because I so well.
Yeah, you sold it. As what it was. I mean, it was just not something about the delivery, I think. And maybe it's just the delivery, but it just was not coming across, I think, the way that they were hoping it was going to be. Because I feel as though we kind of, again, have another classic setup, which is like, I happen to be a very handsome spirit, you know, it just so happens that I'm the guy that you should marry, and, you know, and I'm also handsome, but also, you know, I'm a demon, but you should get over it, you know, and luckily, at least the, you know, the real upside to the show was that this girl was not into it. Well, maybe she kind of, it was like unclear, again, when he's supposed to be seductive, I was like, you're not falling for this, right? And then she's like, no, but I was like, but were you for a minute? I think you might have been, but anyway, for the most part, she's like, I'm not marrying you, I don't know you, you're a demon, no.
You have 19 out of 18 red flags. I'm gonna say no.
So she says, well, if my grandfather really was in debt to you, I will pay off the debt. I will work here at this inn and I will fix this without marrying you. And then he is like, fine, whatever. Well, you won't be under my protection then if you stay here. So then he just, like, we don't actually see, do we even see him for the rest of the episode?
No. Okay. Because the only other person she interacts with regularly is the Kitsune guy / kid / whatever he wants to be.
Well, he's the nine-tailed fox, and yeah. He's a shapeshifter, so. Yeah, so I think we get to what the show really will be by the end, which is, so she's, you know, trying to find a job to do here at the inn, and she's not having any luck, and she sees this small building in sort of the outer grounds. And when she goes there, it is a little restaurant, cafe kind of thing. And the nine-tailed fox is there, and he kind of gives this explanation. He asks her to cook him something, and she does. And then it's like, you should make this a little restaurant, and that could be, like, your job.
So what you're saying is, it's yet another restaurant to another world.
Kind of. I was impressed by all the restaurants in the shows that we watched. So I
don't want to interrupt, because I wanted us to get through the story, but I feel like another reason maybe his seduction didn't work, and another complaint is the animation, and I think you said this well, looks like fancy, crappy flash animation.
I mean, it's definitely not... It's like the best Flash it could be, you know, like, which is not saying anything, but it really looked cheap, and... There was weird shading and sometimes no shading. And then also I thought at times characters had weird angles or like there wasn't a confident line in their drawing. It looked very amateur.
And I was the only one who was really bothered it, but everybody had pointy chins, which seemed like they were just two levels of parody away from being Gakuen handsome characters.
I mean, it's Gonzo, so we know the variable quality here is a problem for them, because they show the ending credits and they're these beautiful, lush illustrations of these characters. So I assume that's sort of based on like the source material so that there is something there, but I just don't feel as though this is presented very well.
No. I mean, yeah, I do wonder if the direction and the animation was better, maybe this would have played a little better. It would have seemed more like... Because I feel like there's this idea that you have this female lead who's thrown into an unpleasant situation and she finds a solution out of it using her own skills. That could be interesting, but...
I mean, it feels though that's what we want out of a story, right? Like, yeah. You know?
But, yeah, there's something that makes... The stories seem very flat and kind of awkward, both in just the storytelling and the situation. So you still feel sympathetic for our heroine, but it does just feel more a little like skeezy than Defiant Adventure.
Thanks for listening to another episode. You can visit us online at reversethieves.com and follow us on Twitter @ReverseThieves, @NartakiRT, and @HisuiRT.